giving oral evidence on the status of the telecommunications company to Parliament's Information and Communication Technology Portfolio Committee, Information, Communication Technology, Postal and Courier Services Minister Superman Duanzira said the license was cancelled for failure to comply with the Post and Telecommunications Act, compelling foreign-owned firms to transfer majority stakes to local people. Telecel International currently has 60% shareholding in Telecel Zimbabwe, while the other 40% is owned by locals through the Empowerment Corporation. This, he said, was illegal, and Telecel Zimbabwe had failed to comply with the law despite being allowed to operate with the anomaly for 15 years.
The license was cancelled on the basis of its failure to comply with the 51% local ownership requirement as demanded by the Postal and Telecommunications Regulatory Act.
He, however, said despite the cancellation, the company can seek judicial recourse or appeal to him to be allowed to operate like what they did when the license was cancelled in 2007. He said it was worrying that Telecel had taken long to settle part of the $14 million which they had agreed to pay as a deposit of the $137 million required to renew their license in 2013. He said the best way for Telecel to get back their license was to comply with the country's laws. But committee chairman Nelson Chamisa and members of his committee told Manduanzira that the government's decision was not in the interest of the public, as more than 1,000 workers will be left jobless, while government would also lose millions in potential tax revenues. Telecel says it has paid more than $100 million to government in taxes since 2009. Manduanzira noted that he would consider the concerns of the lawmakers if Telecel Zimbabwe makes a formal appeal. Telecel has more than 2 million subscribers, and Postal and Telecommunications Regulation Authority has given them 30 days to switch to other networks before the Telecel network is shut down. In Harare today, journalists bemoaned government's disregard of press and media freedom, saying despite a constitution that guarantees these, repressive media laws remain on the country's statute books. In belated World Press Freedom Day commemorations organized by the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe Media Commissioner and media lawyer Chris Mike said it is worrying that Zimbabwe still has repressive laws such as the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Political analyst Ibo Mandaza told the gathering that while the constitution clearly stipulates that the public media must freely determine the editorial policy, government is breaching the constitution by interfering in the operations of the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and the Zimbabwe Newspapers Company.
It is a senseless exercise nowadays to try and control media. It doesn't make sense. To the extent that we have outdated media laws in this country, or media practices more, is the extent to which Zimbabwe stands out, and not only globally but even in the region, as lagging behind the global developments.
World Press Freedom Day is commemorated worldwide on May the 3rd. This year's event was held yesterday under the theme "Let Journalism Thrive Towards Better Reporting, Gender Equality, and Media Safety in the Digital Age." Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.